Regular or decaf? Back to the Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And how could I stop in Fairfield and not talk to one of my favorite car guys out there? Paul Miller is here. 60 years. 60 years, Paul Miller. This is a big year for you. And I know for us here on WICC, it's our first time doing a diner tour on Melissa in the Morning. Yes. So glad to have you be a part of it. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you. I've listened to you every morning, and I love the diner tour. It's really kind of unique, especially coming to the one here in Fairfield that me and my family have come to for 50 years.
Right?
Least. Yeah.
And we're literally hop, skip, and jump away from where you are located.
Yeah, we get food from here at least once a week.
Yeah, you're like my dad's office is right over here, so it's the same with them. My brother's constantly ordering from Andrew's. So
no, it's fantastic.
It is. It really is. I have to ask you, Paul, I was going to text you about it, but I also didn't want to cause more chaos. Last month with that dealership data hacking situation, were you caught up in that too?
No. Fortunately, we're with a different company, and we did not get caught up in it. But many of my friends and dealers in Connecticut were.
Yeah.
A catastrophe.
It was so bad.
I can quote you a couple of quick numbers.
Fair, yeah.
Roughly 20 to 25% of dealers in America were hacked by this. Well, CDK is the company that controls their software at all dealerships. And roughly 25% were for almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
And supposedly the cost to the dealerships was over $1 billion. And roughly 60,000 units were not sold.
What?
During that time frame.
So
the market is going to take a hit in the, I guess, would be second quarter of this year.
Wow. That's crazy.
A catastrophe.
I mean, okay, so thank God you weren't part of that.
Yes, yes.
Glad.
Yes, yes.
But B, did this make you kind of go, hold on, wait a minute, do we have our ducks in a row? How do we avoid something like this?
Yes. And we've checked with our source, and they tell us that they have firewalls and whatever. And hopefully it won't happen again.
Yeah.
I doubt that. I think it will happen again because whoever it was that hacked CDK, they paid them $25 million to unhack it.
Right. I was going to say they had to pay ransom. Yeah.
$25 million they paid. And it was paid through really like a dark tunnel. It went through like 20 to 30 different banks before it got to them.
Oh, that's shady.
And it was done. Yeah, it was done with cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency and all that.
So it will happen again because it happens to every business.
So how do you prepare for that?
We can't because we supplied by a company that does all of our internal. They have to have the firewall.
Yeah.
We have firewalls internally in our company, but
good.
I don't think they're going to hack me. They're going to hack
the big system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. And what I thought was so disheartening about it, obviously, any kind of cybersecurity issue is awful, but the car industry has been struggling, especially in its EV sector. And that's kind of, you and I have talked about that so much, especially in the last year.
Yes.
So this was really not the time to get hacked. If you were in the auto industry, let's talk about also, while we have the subject up here, what's the latest with EVs?
That's a tough one. Nobody wants them.
Nobody wants them still.
Knowing that I was coming on, I called five other dealerships of different brands than mine.
Okay.
And everybody says the same thing. I've got so
much inventory. The electric vehicles are sitting.
Yeah. And as I said from you even a year ago, its time hasn't come yet.
Mm.
It will. But it's 3 to 5 years out.
Mm-hmm.
It will. We have inventory. So I would say to your people, if somebody really wants one, this is the time to buy one because everybody's anxious to move inventory.
Yeah.
So there's pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
There's pros and cons. But there's no infrastructure. The range is still not good enough. We need to have range of 400 to 500 miles before people feel comfortable.
What do you think about like the electric buses though? Because that when we talked about range, it actually was very helpful for me when I was interviewing a company that's now taking over one of the school districts, not Fairfield, but one of the things I was saying was school buses don't have to go very far versus like the cars, they're going long distance. The buses are just going around the city or town.
Yeah.
So that infrastructure is not so bad.
No. I think it's a great idea. It's just that its time hasn't come yet for the mass production or sales of electric vehicles, especially in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Tell me where there's a charging station. You can't find them. There aren't any.
Right. They're creating them, yeah. but we're still not there. And the problem is if you don't get the whole nation on board, you've besides the highways, you've got to have them when you get off of those exits and when you go through different states. And that's not required right now.
Yeah. And as I've said many times, even if you have one and you're traveling, you have to be able to charge your car in 15 or 20 minutes. You can't sit there for 45 minutes, an hour and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
You're on vacation with your kids.
No.
It just can't happen.
Right.
Its time will come. I predict it's really 5 years out.
Okay.
5 years out.
All right. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Any other updates? We've got our auto expert here. I know we can do, like, obviously a longer forum when you come on next time. But
yeah.
I have you here. I mean, come on now. We're at the diner. When do we get to do this very often?
But I would tell consumers right now, it's an excellent time to be buying. Why? Because of the CDK hack, so many cars were not sold, so inventories have backed up a little bit.
Oh.
So it would be a good time to go to whatever brand you're looking for.
And, that's a nice little nugget.
You probably could negotiate a fairly nice, better than normal deal.
Hmm.
But always keep in mind this, and I mean sincerely, the dealership has to make money.
Right.
Any business has to make money. You can't sell it for less than you pay for it. Find the right dealership that you're comfortable with, the right salesperson, the right ownership, and give them a fair profit. You know, profit is not a dirty word. It's what makes every business work. I mean, ICC needs to make a profit.
Right.
You
Andrew's
people
Diner.
Can't exist.
Right.
You people can't exist unless you make a profit.
Correct.
So many people in my industry think that we don't need to make a profit. We need to make a profit so that we can pay our employees and pay our health insurance and pay our property taxes in Fairfield.
Yeah, you know, which we know.
Profit's not a dirty word. Let people make money. You know, so be nice to your dealer, and your dealer will be nice to you. I promise.
I love that. I mean, and this guy knows what he's talking about. 60 years.
We're celebrating 60 years this year.
Yeah.
And we've gotten extra inventory because the manufacturer recognizes our tenure. So we have inventory. People want to buy. You know, I'll be happy to meet with them. You know,
that's awesome.
I'm in the dealership every day, so please come by and say hello.
I know. I love your commercials. When you're like, I'm not retiring. I love your commercials. They're so great. I love them.
You should see the outtakes. They're even more funny.
Right? Aren't all our outtakes great? They're
yeah.
the best.
Yeah.
Paul Miller, I always appreciate not only the work that you do, but also being our auto expert on the morning show. Thank you so, so much for being part of the diner tour. This was fun.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you. Good
and
to
I'm
see
sure
you.
We'll be talking again soon.
Yeah. Anytime.
Okay,
thank
perfect.
You.
Paul Miller.